Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the authorized version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the authorized version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I want to welcome Jamie Nero on board. I have chosen him to fill the position of the Lord's messenger, ambassador of God. So I welcome Ambassador, Messenger Jamie Nero to work with me and to continue the work. I'm glad to have him on board. And as the term messenger implies, he has a message, he has a work to perform. He has a message to deliver to the people and the Gentiles. And so I'm pretty sure that he will make a great messenger. I'm pretty sure that he will inform the people properly and rightfully. I believe he will be faithful to the faith of God. He will certainly, I believe, be an asset to God and the ministry and the work of God. He aired his first Blog Talk Radio program last night, which was Wednesday night of the 4th of July. And I congratulate him in that. And so as I said before, welcome aboard, Messenger Jamie Nero. I say to the people, hear him, be a faithful listener to the program. Be a believer. Be a believer of the truth of God. And if you do that, I know you will support God. You will support the messenger of God. And I sincerely hope that you appreciate the work of God, the word of God, the truth that has come down from God. And when we say God, I must say we're speaking of an individual, a true to life, a real living individual. Tommy Lorenzo Hart is the one that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, exalts, promotes, and upholds. The Authorized Version Bible has exalted him to the position of God, given him the title of God, the title of Lord. And so what does that mean? That means that God is here. God is here on the earth. The Bible's God is here on the earth. He can be seen. He can be heard. You hear his voice. Now, Messenger Nero has heard the voice of the Lord God. He heard the voice of the Lord call him to fill the office of messenger of the Lord / ambassador of God. He heard the voice and he made it known to God in clear terms that he accepts the offer, the position, and he's ready to do the work of the ministry. Okay, so here we are. Let me say this also here at the beginning, since I'm talking about Ambassador Nero. You can hear his program at www.blogtalkradio.com/GodsMessenger1. And that's GodsMessenger1, the number one. Okay. Right now, he's, I believe, scheduled to come on Wednesdays. But pay attention and be on the lookout as that may change. That's what he said last night. So just be on the lookout and be a follower, a good, true follower, a good, true believer in God. It's good to know the truth of Bible content. For so long, black people have been without the truth of Bible content. And the Gentiles have beguiled the people. They have played a trick on the people, a gimmick, in giving the people a false belief, deceiving the people. And who has done that? The papacy, Rome, Italy, and the Gentiles, the people of the papacy, who operate now under the alias of white people. But these are the people who conquered black people and their land and cast black people into slavery, oppression. These are the people who scattered black people, took them from their own lands, scattered them about among the nations of the Gentiles, and even scattered them about in the land of Africa, you know. So the Gentiles really, you know, they destroyed black civilization as it was back then, before the Gentile invasion and conquest. Destroyed. And during the time we were in enslavement under them, they gave us a false belief, made us believe in a fictitious character called Jesus, and never told us that what they gave us, the belief they gave us, was a hoax. It was a gimmick, a trick that they played on us, and that it was not real. So to this day, black people worldwide, the masses of black people believe in the Christian religion, which is a deceitful organization, outfit, seeks to deceive people, not only black people, but other non-Gentile people. And that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. The Gentiles and the papacy have a history of conquering other people, destroying civilizations, scattering people, dehumanizing people. They just have a history of wrongdoing. Okay? But back to the point to which I was speaking, now that God has come and God is sending out the message that, hey, look, we've been tricked. They played a gimmick on us, they deceived us, they lied to us, with this Jesus and presenting the character Jesus as a living, real-life individual, righteous individual, one who was sent to be their Savior and their Lord. All a lie. And what's the basis of my statement? Am I saying that? My basis is the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Look in your Authorized Version and look at the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They give the truth. They show the truth with regard to the fictitious character, Jesus. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they show that that the character Jesus was a bandit. He was crooked, in his doings. He was evil. He was a lawbreaker, okay? He was a lawbreaker, and he was eventually caught and tried for his crimes that he committed, found guilty. And one law that he broke repeatedly, deliberately, was the law of the Sabbath. He broke that law repeatedly, and he was found guilty of breaking that law. And to break that law, the penalty is called for death. And so the authorities condemned him to death and put him to death as the law required. I remind you that the law of the Sabbath is for Bible characters. It is not a true law. It is only for Bible characters, and Jesus was a Bible character, and he was under the law of the Sabbath, which he broke repeatedly and deliberately. So that's the gospel of Jesus. But the Gentiles and the papacy told black people just a lie, a simple lie, a lie, that the character was real, the character was righteous, and as I said earlier, the character went about doing good, and that the character was meant to be the people's Lord and Savior, who died for their sins. So that's the lie, and rose again, for their justification, this and that. But that's the lie. That's the lie whereby they deceived black people and other non-Gentile people. We can now come from under that deception because of the truth, because of the truth that has come from God. We can come from under that, and we can no longer be deceived. Not a good thing to be deceived. It's a very bad thing to be deceived. And you should be interested enough in yourself and in your family members and in those of your race that you look at this thing, you pay attention to what I'm saying to make sure that you and yours are not deceived, and that if they are and have been, that they can be, that they are delivered from that deception by the power, the word of God, the living God, that is now available for all people. So this is very important, that a whole race has been not only dehumanized, but deceived. It's time that we move away, get away from that deception, and by receiving the truth, just simple as that, by receiving the truth that has come from the living God. That's a part of the plan. That's a part of the plan that now is, okay, that now is, that you turn to God. You turn to the living God. You put your faith in the living God and in his word, and you depart from evil. That is, you depart from the unrighteous, unsound faith in Jesus as Lord, as Savior. You depart from that. You depart from the Christian faith. You turn to God, and you abide by the word of God. Okay. Now, the messenger of God, messenger Nero, will be reminding you of these things in his work. Yes, he will. He will be reminding you of these things. He has a message that I've said for you, the people. He has a message for the Gentiles, because the Gentiles need to fulfill the law. They need to fulfill the law. They have not carried out the whole law. And that means that they have not fulfilled the law. They have not carried out the law. The law. What law? The law that down and did away with the Christian religion and the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Those things are to be obsolete, no more, along with the papacy, the office of the papacy. The papacy, the Christian religion, and the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those things are to be put away. They are to be done away with. Okay? The law has abolished them, and the Gentiles have not fulfilled that law. They continue to preach and teach Jesus. That's in defiance of the law. They are operating unlawfully and illegally. They continue to do that which has been forbidden. And again, I make it clear, they continue to teach and preach Jesus as Lord and Savior. The law forbids that. And they need to stop it. Cease and desist now. And they need to rid themselves of the Christian religion and the office of the papacy. They need to, the Gentiles, alias white people, need to fulfill their own law. This is very important, people. Very important. Okay? And why do they need to cease and desist in teaching the immoral and sound substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Why should they cease and desist in that? They should stop it because it's a lie. They're lying, and they know it. And they know it. You know? They know it. The world needs to know that they lied to the world. They have lied to the whole world in their teaching of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lies. Isn't that something that the church The church is all about lies. The Christian church is all about lies. And you have people believing the lies as truth. Oh, we're in a bad situation. But we are not in a situation that we can't come out of. Truth is here. And that's my message. Truth is here. We can come out of it. What did I say earlier? Depart from the evil. That's what has to do with Jesus Christ, the teaching of Jesus and all. Depart from the evil, the Christian religion. Turn to God, the living God. Have faith in the living God and in His word. And follow God. Obey God. Obey God. All right? That's deliverance. That's deliverance. Deliverance from what? Deliverance from deception. And not only from deception, but let's take a look at some things and see what we are to be delivered from and what God delivers from. Not only from deception. And to see that, let's start with Luke. Luke chapter 1. Luke 1, verses 71 and 74. It reads that we, and this is the voice of black people. This is the black people's voice here. When we were slaves, listen, that we should be saved from our enemies, because our enemies had us in captivity and enslavement and did all kinds of evils against us, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. This is real. This is real. Who hated the black people? Their conquerors, their enslavers hated them. This is real. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Who's included in the hating? The papacy and the Gentiles, the people of the papacy, alias white people. Okay? Who's included in the enemies? The same ones. The papacy and the Gentiles, its people. Okay? Of all that hate us. Okay, in verse 74, that God would grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him. Might serve who's the Him? Him, God. In other words, they said, deliver us from the hand of our enemies that we may serve you, God. Okay? In holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. All the days of our life. Did you know that black people are still under the hand of their enemies, those that hate them? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. If you are in any way involved with the Christian religion, whether you be an individual or whether you be a country, whether you be in Africa or whether you be elsewhere, you are under the hand of the enemy and those that hate you. You have been deceived by your enemies and those that hate you. Those that hate you and your enemies have played a trick on you. And to this day, you still take the trick, or the masses of your people take the trick to be absolute truth. the people are in a state of deception to the point of delusion. The people need to be saved from their deceptive state. God has the answer. And that's what the scripture tells you. God has the answer to bring you out of your state of deception to the point of delusion. To bring you out of your delusion. Okay? So, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, that God would grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Now, let's turn to this statement in Psalm 35:10. Give us a little bit more understanding of what is being asked for. Psalm 35:10. And speaking of God, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee, which deliverest? And this is the statement, a statement descriptive that describes the Lord, God, the living God, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoils him. And what does spoil mean? Spoil means to strip off goods, money, property, etc. To strip. Didn't they strip black people? Took our lands and everything else that we had, including our lives, our bodies. Took everything. Everything. Those that hate us, the enemy. The enemy being too strong for us, and the enemy that spoils us, that spoils us. There is a need for deliverance from the spoiler. There is a need for the deliverance from the enemy. There is a need for deliverance from them that hate us. That's what the book said. That's what the book said. That's what the book still says, because it's still written in the book. Every time I look, it's in the book. It's still in the book. Just like it's still in the book that the Gentiles must fulfill the law and do away with the papacy, the Christian religion, and the unsounding moral substandard faith that has to do with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Those things are still in the book. The book still calls for those things. The book still calls for black people to be delivered from the hand of them that hate them and from the hand of them that that spoils them and has spoiled them from their enemies. Be delivered from their enemies. There is a real need for that. No matter how the enemy gives us jobs now, no matter how many of us the enemy let become millionaires and billionaires now, we still need to be saved from the hand of our enemies and those that hate us. Despite the gifts that they may give us to keep us quiet, submissive, calm, cool, and collected. Gifts. Yeah. That doesn't mean they love us. If they loved us, they would acknowledge the truth. They would acknowledge, hey, we lied to you about Jesus. Y'all need to do away with Jesus because that was a lie that we gave you. If they loved us. And if they loved you. they would acknowledge the truth of the matter. They wouldn't continue to come on saying Jesus loves you and Jesus died for your sins. If they love you, but they want to keep you deceived, so they keep disobeying the law and keep teaching and preaching the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Why? Because they don't love you. And not just that, but because they don't want you to know the truth. Because, as I said, if they wanted you to know the truth, they'd tell you. They would tell you. And they'd stop telling you the lie and presenting the lie before you. That's evil. They don't love you. Yes, we got to live. Yes, we got to live. But that doesn't mean we have to, hey, stay deceived and disregard the truth just so they can love us. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Do you respect yourself? Do you respect your mama? Do you respect your people? I think black people are too good to be deceived. And to stay in their deceptive state with the Gentiles and the papacy have cast them into. I think we're better than that. I think we are good enough to know the truth. So I tell you the truth. They don't think you are good enough to know the truth, and so they continue to lie to you and not tell you the truth. Now, which one do you prefer? Which do you prefer? He'll still give you jobs. if you acknowledge the truth, he'll still give you jobs. Yeah, he will. Because it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of what? Race, religion, and other factors, other things. It's against their law to do that. He doesn't care if you know the truth. He's just not going to be the one to tell you. He cares that you be deceived. He's already destroyed us, already taken everything from us, and now keep us under their power, keep us under a lie, and keep us looking for and expecting something to come from the sky and make everything all right. That's not going to happen. He knows that's not, your enemy knows that's not going to happen. But that's what he gives to you. That's what he gives to you. It's time we wake up. It's time we act on the truth. It's time we hear the truth, receive the truth, act on the truth. That's what the Bible is about. I'm reading it to you. It's time to put away the lies. I don't care how long you've been believing it. I don't care how long you've been believing it. You or your mama didn't believe the lie any more than I did. I probably believed it more. That's why I studied more. Doesn't that make sense? I believed it so much that I gave my life to the study of the Bible. So I was really duped, wasn't I? I was really tricked and deceived. Greatly. But as I began to find out the truth, I accepted the truth as I would find out the truth. I didn't argue with it. I didn't say, well, I need to think on this. I need to sleep on it for a few days. No. Once I would see truth, I accepted it. Once that something had been proved, you know, it had been proved and proved and proved, I accepted it. Well, this is it. This is the truth regarding this matter. Jesus is a fictitious character. That's the truth concerning Jesus. in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who was put to death for his own crimes. This is the truth about the Authorized Version Bible, that it is a law book and not a religious book. Gentiles fool us there. That's because they take the Bible into the churches and the synagogues and everything, and well, you know, the religious places, and they open the Bible and they read a few scriptures to you. And they use it, they pervert the word. They use it in a perverse manner to keep you deceived, to tell you what to think, and to govern your life, and to make sure that you do not know the truth. They steer you away from the truth. That's what they do in the church. That's what the ministers do. The ministers of Jesus, the ministers of the Christian religion and all, that's what they do. They steer you away from the truth. And give you lies to fight against the truth with. Lies, your lies cannot stand. I'd rather make sure that what I believe is really and truly what the Bible actually teaches, rather than some lie that enemies, some lie that has come from the enemy and the papacy. Because I can read now. The slaves could not read. And they didn't have a Bible that they could go to see, let me see whether Master is telling me the truth or not. The chains are off now. And as I guide you, you can see the truth that the Bible teaches. You're not going to see it on your own. No need in trying. No need in trying. People have been trying for years. You're not going to see it. Because truth in the Bible is not line upon line. Truth in the Bible is cut up, scattered, and scattered about throughout Bible content. The pieces just scattered about, strewn about Bible content. But I have gone and done the work of scrutinizing and examining and investigating the matter of the Authorized Version Bible. And I have been successful in my findings, in my examination and scrutiny of the Bible. I have been successful. I have found out the truth of what the book teaches. And I'm here today to tell you the truth of what the book teaches. And God's messenger, as it were, come up as reinforcement, you may say. Reinforcement. Okay. Let's see what we have here. We have the scripture here. Question of interest, Jeremiah 9:12. Let's look at that real quickly. Jeremiah 9:12. The question. Who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? Declare what? Declare the works of the Lord. Who is he? Yes, I've told you. He is Messenger Jamie Nero. He has heard the mouth of the Lord speaking to him. And it's good it says, who is to whom hath the mouth of the Lord spoken? I with my mouth have spoken to Jamie Nero. And he with his ears has heard that I spoke to him. And he with his mouth gave me an answer. And I, with my mouth, led him in taking the oath of office for the messenger of God, ambassador of God. And he, using his mouth, repeated the oath, the words of the oath, after me. A spirit, it does not say what is the spirit or who is the spirit. Who is he to whom the spirit of the Lord has spoken? It didn't say that. Real simple true words. Who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken? Who is he to whom the mouth? I, Tommy Hart, the one the Authorized Version calls God, spoke with my mouth to Jamie Nero, who heard me with his ears. And using his mouth, accepted that which was offered to him. So the answer to the question there in Jeremiah 9:12 is messenger Jamie Nero. Make note of that. Write that down. Mark it in your Bible, as well as in your, you know, tablet or whatever. Make note of it. Okay? That Tommy Hart, the living God, called Jamie Nero to be his messenger, and Jamie Nero accepted. And you can write down also that Jamie Nero, messenger Jamie Nero, gave his first statement on Blog Talk Radio on July 4th. And if you want to put down the time that this program aired on July 4th, it was 8 o'clock Pacific time. Okay? It's vital, it's necessary that we know the truth. Because except we know the truth, we cannot move forward. Knowing the truth, we move forward. We're not stagnant and set in deception. But we move away and out of that deception and away from that deception. And that's a good thing. And we move to God and we turn to God. And have faith in God, trusting his word, obeying his word, loving the Lord God, you know, and doing as the Lord God says, you know. And if you do not love the Lord God, just say, you don't love the Lord God, you know. Say it if you don't love him. Say it. Say, I do not love the God that the Bible talks about. Say that if you don't love me, you know. If you love me, say you love me. I love the God that the Bible talks about. I'm glad that I have found out who that God is, which the Authorized Version talks about, exalts, promotes, and upholds. I love him, and I'm glad to know that his name is Tommy L. Hart. And I'm glad that he shows me the truth of Bible content. He has done for me that which I could not do for myself. Just say that. Whichever the case is, whichever way it is, say it. I love the Lord God, Tommy Hart. I despise the Lord God, Tommy Hart. I love the God that the Bible talks about. Because remember this, The Bible does not say God is a spirit. You may say, okay, it does say God is a spirit in John 4. That is a true or false statement that I have proved over and over to be, and shown over and over to be false. We got to learn, people. We got to learn, you know. You can't stay in a rut, you know. You know, if you want to believe that God is a spirit, just go ahead. Just say this to your spirit God. Say this, that, say, my spirit God doesn't have the power to make known the truth of Bible content to me. Say that, if that's what you believe, if you believe in a spirit God. Because no spirit is going to come and give you the truth of Bible content. The Bible says, you shall know the truth. No spirit is going to come and tell you, give you the truth of Bible content. Or give you the truth of anything, really. But I'm speaking specifically with regard to Bible content. No spirit is going to do that. No spirit is going to analyze Bible content and come and show you the findings. I've done that. Analyze the contents, and I present my findings to you. I do that which the spirit cannot do. The Bible talks about a God doing things that a spirit cannot do. It's time we grow, people. It's time we grow. We're not slaves. You know. Either a spirit can do the things that God, the Bible says God will do, or either it can't. If you say it can, show me the evidence. Because I show much evidence of what I do that the Bible says God will do. We got to grow and move forward. You may say you love going to church. Well, you love going to that which is evil. You love listening to lies. You know, just simple as that. And matter of fact, say that. If you still love going to church and you still go to church, say, I love going to church. I love hearing the lies that the minister is going to tell me. Because that's what you're going to, that's what you get. That's what you get when you go to church. You get lies. I don't care what church you go to. Catholic, Protestant, it doesn't matter. Non-denominational, it doesn't matter. Whatever church you go to, you get lies. And I've taught on that. I've taught on it more than once. We got to grow, people. We got to grow. You got to move with God. You can't stay in the ditch. If, you know, somebody's trying to pull you out the ditch and you love being in the ditch, well, let you stay in the ditch then. But the Bible says, he who wants to be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Well, it didn't say that. I think it said, he who is ignorant, let him be ignorant. But see, I disagree with that. I say, he who is ignorant, let him hear the truth that comes from my mouth or from my document or from my program. Let him hear the truth and let him become wise. Because I think you should be wise. So, again, if you love going to church, hearing lies, just say that out loud and tell somebody. Tell somebody. Whoever you're near, or whenever you get near to someone, tell them. Say, I love going to church to hear lies. Say that. If you love hearing the truth from me, say, I love hearing the truth from Tommy Hart. Because I'm here to tell you, you get lies from the church, you get lies from your minister. Any minister teaching Jesus is Lord and Savior and is a true individual, true to life individual, he's lying to you. Any minister who tells you Jesus died for your sins, he's lying to you. Okay? So, if you want to stay with that, just tell somebody, first chance you get, say, I love going to church to hear lies. But if you, on the other hand, you love hearing the truth that comes from me, tell somebody as soon as you get a chance or opportunity to do it. Tell somebody, I love hearing the truth from Tommy Hart. Say it. And whichever way you believe, don't be afraid to say it. If you love the truth, say, I love the truth. I know the truth. Tommy Hart teaches the truth. On the other hand, if you don't believe that, say, I love lies. I love not understanding the Bible. Tommy Hart teaches understand the Bible, but my preachers don't give any understanding of the Bible. And so I love them. I love my preachers who don't give me any understanding of the Bible. They tell me the same story, the same lie, every time I go, Jesus died for your sins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about whatever you love. If you love the truth, and say what that truth is. Jesus is Lord is not the truth. Jesus in the Bible is a fictitious character. If you still want to love him, say, I love the fictitious character that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John talks about. Say, I love him. But know that he's fictitious. Because that's what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show. And your preacher shows something that is different than what is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, am I making this clear? You need to be saved from your delusion. You need to be saved from the hand of your enemies and them that hate you. And you need to know who it is, who your enemy is, and them that hate you, and them that spoil you, and have spoiled you in the past, and took everything away from you. And when they had done that, when they had taken everything away from you and debased you as low as they could get you, then they took the chains off you. When they had finished destroying you and your people, that's when they took the chains off, when they had accomplished their objective of destroying you. This is what the Bible teaches. This is what you don't get from the Christian church. Because evil men designed long time ago what they would teach in the Christian church, the lies they would teach. They organized the teaching that is characterized with lies. They organized it. It's called organized religion. Okay. The question in Jeremiah 9:12 is answered, to whom has the mouth of the Lord spoken? The mouth of the Lord has spoken to Jamie Nero in offering him the position of God's messenger, and Jamie Nero has accepted. Now, statements of concern, Luke 2:15, I read that. No, I didn't. Luke 2:15, it says, see this thing which the Lord has made known to us. What is the thing that the Lord has made known to us? I have made known this thing to you right here. Okay. It's in Malachi. Okay. It's in Malachi 3:1. What have I made known to you? What is the thing that you should see that I have made known? I have made known this in Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my messenger. I made known to you that I would send my messenger. Yeah? And now I have presented you with my messenger. Okay? I will send my messenger. He shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And he has come. He has come. He has come in messenger Jamie Nero. Okay? Isaiah 41:26. Isaiah 41:26 says, there is none that shows. Is that statement true or false? The statement now is false. Before I came, it was true. The statement now is false. Because I show the things that the Authorized Version talks about. I show the hidden things of Scripture, the hidden things in the Authorized Version Bible. I show them. Mm-hmm. I show that the center of the Authorized Version Bible, the center of the content of the Authorized Version Bible, is the papacies and Gentiles Papacies and Gentiles, conquest and enslavement of black people. That's the center of the authorized version, content of the authorized version of the Bible. I show that. Messenger Nero will show the things that I show. Okay? All right. So, see the thing which the Lord has made known. What is the thing that I've made known? I've made known that my messenger will come, and he has come. And messenger Jamie Nero, see him, hear him. Hear him at www.blogtalkradio.com/God's Messenger 1, the number 1. Okay, all apart. Okay, so there is one to show that shows. So that statement, there is none that shows. I declare the truth of Bible content. I declare the truth of God. I declare the truth of the enemy and what the enemy has done. I declare that this is the day of the living God. I declare that this is the day of the Lord God of hosts. I declare that the Lord God is here. He has come. He is here. And that his voice is going over these airways right now. I declare that. So there is one who shows and declares scripture and the way that we must walk in, which leads us to Exodus 18:20 says, show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. That's what I do in my work. I show the Gentiles that which they must do, and I show the people that which they must do. Okay? And what must the Gentiles do? They must discard, they must cease and desist in their teaching and preaching of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They must do away with the Christian faith, and the Gentiles must do away with the office of the papacy. Okay, now, all right? And the way wherein they must walk. Show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. The Gentiles and the people are to trust God. They are to worship God. They are to do what God says. They are to surrender to God. The Gentiles are, and the powers that be. They are to humble themselves before the living God. Okay? The Gentiles are to serve God, the living God. Okay? All right. Okay, even Nehemiah 9:12 says the same thing. Give them light in the way wherein they should go. Give them light, give them knowledge in the way wherein they should go. The way of God, the way of truth. I've been doing that. Depart from evil, turn to the Lord. Have faith in God. Put trust in God. And follow him and obey his word. Work with him. Work with him. Get to know him. Communicate with him, with the living God. All these important things. Okay? And Jeremiah 42:3 says, the Lord thy God shall show. Okay. The Lord thy God. Now, here in this statement, the word may, in legal terms, it's shall. So I'll say shall. The Lord thy God shall show us the way wherein we shall walk and the thing that we shall do. Okay, and let me correct the spelling of walk here. Okay. Okay, W. All right, the way wherein we shall walk. Let me read it again. The Lord thy God shall show us the way wherein we shall walk and the thing that we shall do. And I've done that even in this broadcast here. Okay? So, you have been informed. And not just by anyone, but you have been informed by the living God, people. This is great. You've been informed of what you should do, the way to walk in, the way that you should walk, and the thing that you should do. You've been informed. And you've also been informed in this episode here to hear Messenger Jamie Nero. Okay? Hear him and support him. Support him. All right? So that's it for today. Until the next time.